Well, our forecast for today is a little bit more interesting than usual. The National Weather Service says, quote, urgent winter weather message. Strong winter storm arrives tonight and leaves Sunday. A slow-moving winter storm will bring heavy snow and high winds to the region tonight through Sunday afternoon. If the forecast is correct, this could be a top 10 two-day snowfall event for the region. Blizzard conditions expected today for Two Harbors, Silver Bay, and Duluth, or at least they're talking about this blizzard warning that goes into effect tomorrow morning at 6 o'clock, and it's done at noon on Sunday. Southern Lake and Carlton and South St. Louis counties, blizzard conditions expected, total snow accumulations of 12 to 20 inches, except for 16 to 24 inches for the higher terrain of the North Shore. Winds gusting as high as 40 miles an hour. Visibilities will drop below a quarter of a mile. Travel will be very difficult to impossible. Blowing snow will significantly reduce visibilities, and blizzard conditions will largely be found within 5 to 10 miles inland of Lake Superior. Well, nobody loves a good snow day quite as much as Larry Weber. Hey, Larry, good morning. Hey, how about that for a
forecast? Good morning. You left one thing out of the forecast there, and that was, but KUMD will still be on.
Well, yeah, and I may just be here right on through because I've got such a great voice. You know, listeners have been clamoring and saying, yeah, we want to hear more from the froggy voice girl. So
yeah, well, that's all right.
Maybe I should just stay.
That's okay. We appreciate it anyway. We've had this discussion before, but when they say heavy snow, do they mean heavy snow, lots of snow falling, or do they mean heavy, as in lifting heavy snow? Now, we've had this discussion before, and we came to the conclusion that it is actually hard falling snow is what they mean. But it sounds like from the forecast, including the temperatures, we could be in for both. A lot of snow, but a lot of snow that's also very heavy. So be on the lookout for each of the two. Nevertheless, it's certainly something that will keep us interesting. Those who went traveling for the holiday for Thanksgiving were probably concerned about their safety on traveling on Wednesday. Well, they may be concerned about their traveling again on the way back. So it's interesting. We are going to end, in the midst of all this, we're going to end the wonderful month of November. And November is going to go down on record as following a pattern that we've seen quite a few times this year, and that is there's quite a big difference between the first half and the second half. In this case, in November, the first half was considerably colder than the second half. The first half temperatures averaged around 23. The second half temperatures will average around 30. Put the two together, and we have a month, for the first time since May, we have a month that has been colder than normal. The snowfall that we've been getting lately is going to make the snowfall for the whole month also above normal, but not that considerably. Now, with this major storm, that could make quite a difference. Well, nevertheless, it's been interesting. I have just loved the month. It has been a really great Otwind. We had Otwind sandwiched between two nor'easters, the two big storms, one being the October 21-22, and then the other one being the one we're getting now, and also all the snow is going to stay, and that is the definition of Otwind, is that when the snow comes and stays, it doesn't leave. Now, I thought it was going to happen earlier this week, but the snows we got earlier last weekend did melt, and it was beautiful walking. I went out walking in the woods 2 days ago, and it was just remarkable. No snow on the ground, except for a couple of protected sites, no snow on the ground. And it was just a beautiful walk. I could see the mosses were uncurled. They had been dried up so much earlier. Well, they had gotten some moisture, and they were just beautiful. Plenty of ferns, lichens, and the club mosses were all abundant. Just a great walk. And then I did that because I wanted to see the differences of the next day. And then during the night, nice and quietly, here came the snow. Well, the snow also presents another new scene. Now, with the snow we had earlier, it was only about 1 inch of snow, the critters were very active and the tracks were everywhere. Now with about 6 inches of snow on the ground, it's a little bit harder for them to move. Temperatures have not been that terribly cold, but the amount of snow makes a little bit of a difference. Some of the critters, I won't see their tracks at all because they're just going to go under. Others are going to follow particular routes. When I was out yesterday looking, I saw plenty of tracks from a deer and from squirrel. Now, they're out for a reason, and if you follow the tracks, and in most cases, when I followed them, it led to digging. The deer were digging out their meals, mostly looking for acorns under the snow, and the squirrels were going to their caches where they had buried things earlier. Turkeys have been very active. It has not slowed them down, and the same thing, they do a lot of scratching through the snow to find their meals. So I think the critters are going to adapt to it. They're going to have to take shelter for a while during the peak of the storm, but they will. It's very interesting. Get out and take a look afterwards. I always love the day after a snow, and it looks like we're going to get it. We're also getting the earlier sunsets. We are heading into the wonderful month of December, and by December 7, which is a week from tomorrow, we will be at the time of the earliest sunsets of the whole year, and we stay there for about a week. Yeah, December is our dark month, and we are heading into that month. Bird feeders have remained very active. I have the Elite Eight that show up every day, including turkeys, three kinds of woodpeckers, two nuthatches, blue jay, and chickadees. They're never a disappointment. They're out there all the time. I would suggest anybody who wants to have a little bit of something to watch during a storm like this, fill your bird feeders, and you fill it, they will come. I've also been watching an interesting pileated woodpecker. It has discovered a growth of crab apples that have not yet fallen from the trees, and of course the pileated is going there to eat them. I've been hearing calls of barred owl quite a few nights. Ravens and crows remain active. Grouse are going to find this as being their help. Diving down under the snow is the one way they survive the winter. And of course, we still have some migrating bald eagles coming across. As recently as November 25, that's just a few days ago, I saw a chipmunk in the yard. I don't think we'll continue to see them. We are in for some really interesting stuff to come, Lisa, and whether your voice is going to change, gotta deal with it or not, well, you can keep, you know what you ought to do? You ought to stay on the air and just keep kind of a running score of what's going on with this storm. So, okay.
I think the best possible thing for me is to stay on the air more, Larry. I think that is exactly right. Thank you. I knew you were going to be really excited about this forecast.
Yeah, and I have to pass this on. The weather forecasters have become so much better in recent years. When they say, you know, 8 to 12, it's going to be 8 to 12 or whatever they say. They're really getting good forecasting. So, enjoy. You know, I've told you before, when Mother Nature speaks, the best thing we can do is just sit back and listen.
Well, and not Mother Nature. The National Weather Service is speaking specifically about 12 to 20 inches, except for 16 to 24 inches near the higher terrain along the North Shore. So Mother Nature and the National Weather Service, that's what they're saying. So I guess we have, in the short answer is, mind them when they talk. Is that right, Larry?
Yeah, that is. And let's remember heavy snow in two different meanings this time.
Exactly. All right. Thanks a million,
Larry.
Take
care. Enjoy it.
We'll talk
take
to you
care.
Next
Bye.
Week. Larry Weber, a man who can be so excited about a blizzard warning, he can just... That's why we love him. Larry Weber and Backyard Almanac, a regular feature of Fridays right here on 103.3 KUMD.